Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Check 1 2. 2 2 2 2. Check the check. 1 2.
Vince at the Bay.
2 2. Check. 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 In the fucking Bay, back here to do this again. Why the fuck not, right? Random Wednesday night program. We're calling it Wacky Wednesday November 21st, 2012. And welcome to the show. I see we have Danny, Frosty Time with Danny in the chat room. I know Danny has consumed copious amounts of beer, namely 40 ounce, coming via a 40 ouncer. And I'm not quite sure what I can barely make out his gibberish on the chat board here. There is a crazy delay on your show, LOL. Wait, is the show on internet up to... Okay, I'm not even going to try to make sense of that. Yeah, okay. Anywho, random late night... Well, it's not that late, but random Wednesday night show. Who knows what the fuck's going to happen? You never know. I've been really surprised by the callers lately. I've been getting some randoms that have called in for the first time, or for the first time in a long time. And yeah, we had a fantabulous night the other night. We had Neil Rauhauser in the building. Big ups to Neil Rauhauser for sticking it out. Like Commander X, he was pretty much bombarded with questions. And I noticed that the conservative blogosphere had a fun time with that. And, yeah, it made it onto Paterico's blog. And it was kind of funny to see all the comments on there. Pretty lousy. I think that the consensus was that everybody really liked Assert MacFags. I think Assert MacFags is now the darling of the Tea Party movement. She is in the spotlight now. She should really take advantage of this. She could probably take the entire online conservative movement under her wing. Welcome, Rage Hour. Congratulations on being fat in chat. Whatever that means, dude. Big ups to Anon Sicko, Desert Rose, Docspin, Frosty Time with Danny, Hammurabi's Code, I Eat Cake, Melissa 13, and Nikki Smokes a Lot, the ladies. The ladies are always in one little section there. I kind of like that. Mary Mad was here a second ago, but she left. I don't know. Rage Hour, who apparently is Shadow DXS. Did I skip you, Dougie Doug? No, I'm getting you, Dougie Doug. So big ups to Rage Hour, aka Shadow DXS. And Spyco in the house. Spyco, thank you so much for spamming the shit out of my show when I had Rauhauser on the other night. You and all 20 of your sock puppets did a fantastical job of spreading the word to, I don't know, all three followers of each of your sock accounts. Anywho, Vert in the building. Good to have you here as always, Vert. And last but not least, Dougie Doug. Oh, and did Neep's Ghost just snuck in. Mary Mad just snuck in. Nye on a Whale just snuck in. And X You Out. All right. That's it for chat room roll call for right now. I've already got a shit ton of people waiting in the wings on the switchboard. So I'm going to take calls here in just a momento. I'm going to do some. I'm going to screen some of these calls first, and then be right back. I believe we got Tyrone on the line. I'm going to try to track him down and bring him on. So stick around, Tyrone, and Hammurabi's Code up next. Stay tuned.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Once again, I muted myself. My bad. Thank you, Spyco and Frosty Time with Danny, for pointing that out. I also want to recognize Meeps in the house. Mary Mad. Prison Reform Movement. Hello. We got plenty of ladies in the building. It's good to see. And Stabby McHuggs. Stabby McHuggs in the house. Good times. Thank you, everybody, for... Docspin is here, too. I'm not sure if that's the real Docspin, but... doesn't really matter. We had a show here, what was it, a couple days ago, where half the people on my switchboard were alleging that they were doxxed. So, and in some way, aren't we all doxxed? Anyway, let's move on to the switchboard, shall we? We have our good friend Tyrone with us, and I have it on good authority that Tyrone has been drinking a little bit tonight. So let's check in with Tyrone. What a do, Tyrone.
Yo, what up, nigga? Got a little crew, nigga. Got a little crew around the league, nigga. What up?
Nothing much, dude. Just getting the show warmed up here. And really excited to hear from you, Tyrone. I, you know, you're always entertaining.
I'm just chilling, dog. I drank a couple 40 ounces, maybe a couple 200 or 300 or 400 or 500 or 600 or 700, and I'm just chilling because I got all that money from the motherfucking iPods from Gaza and the motherfucking iMac Pros from Gaza. I'm just chilling, dog.
You got some iMac Pros from Gaza? Oh, you were part of the... That's right, you looted. That's right.
Gaza Loot Crew, baby.
That's pretty awesome, dude. Congrats.
Yeah, we rolling in the dough.
So is that why you're so wasted tonight? Are you celebrating that, or is there something else going on?
It's a 40-ounce celebration, dog. They call ceasefire in Gaza, dog. We fucking... We shooting our gas off in the sky, dog, saying, fuck Israel, dog. We got that money, nigga.
Now, you do realize when you shoot your gas off into the sky that those bullets come down somewhere, right?
Shit.
Most likely on your own fellow citizens.
Shit. Ain't nothing but a Gaza party.
Right on, right on. Tyrone, celebrating the ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. Speaking of Hamas, I had a fantastic falafel today. It was amazing. San Francisco, if you ever get a chance to come to San Francisco, you really can't go wrong with almost any shawarma spot. No matter where you are, you're always going to get good shawarma.
Hey, let me get a plane ticket out there, dog. I'll come chill.
That would be awesome. I would love to have Tyrone
in studio.
I'd
kick it with you, dog.
Yeah, we could kick it, and we could broadcast live in studio together. That would be pretty fucking hot.
Hell yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're here, Tyrone, and a lot of people are glad you're here, and one person I know that is very happy that you've joined us is Hammurabi's Code, and I'm going to bring him on now. Welcome.
Hey, hell yeah, that my nigga, dog.
What's up, Tyrone? How you been? I understand you guys have been getting paid off your loot there in Gaza. I still haven't worked out the visiting arrangements with that construction lamp. But I feel like we're close to reaching an agreement.
Yeah, dog. You and Tiger just get that shit worked out, dog. You know,
yeah.
Just send the money to my PayPal, dog. It's whatever. That's between
y'all.
Well,
I already sent my 30. I'm waiting on him to send the last 10.
And
I mean, if you want to get on and talk about it, we can certainly figure out. Because, I mean, I'm getting to a point now where I'm just going to send the other 10, and I'm going to own that fucking construction lamp.
It's up to you, dog. Shit, I don't know. Y'all talking semantics now. I'm so faded off the 40-ounce. I don't even know what the fuck is going on. The fucking room is spinning, dog.
That's awesome. Let me ask you a question. I heard you met a lady down at the Waffle House in Atlanta
earlier. Yeah, that bitch named Bone Sequel, dog. She a fine as fuck, full-blooded ass. We can twerk it to the fullest, dog. I'm about to hit that shit up. For real, dog. I called that bitch up. She was talking about her name, Shawnee. What the fuck did she say her name? Bo-Sheka. I said, bitch, you full-blooded African. You can twerk it to the fullest. And she want to hang up. But no, I'm about to head up to that Waffle House after the show. I'm going to break it off in that bitch for real, dog.
I know how you do it, bro.
You'll
get it in, no problem.
Because after she back it up, then stop, then she drop it like it's hot.
My question, though, is how are you going to get around the whole lesbian factor? Because, I mean,
she's trying to say that she be dyking, though, but I don't believe that, though, because once she see the 32-inch, well, I ain't going to lie, that's an exaggeration, obviously, but shit, the whole 9.5-inch in the Tyrone be fucking with, dog, she ain't going to never turn back the dyke. I'm just saying, dog, when she see this purple dinosaur, you could call it Barney, dog. You could call it Barney, dog.
God, I'll bet so. She'll be calling dinosaurs.
Is the purple dinosaur, dog, you could call it Barney.
Barney. All right. Well, if I ever have a chance to meet Barney, I'm not going to shake his hand.
See, you don't want none of Barney, dog.
That's just how I do it. So, let me ask you. You're down in Atlanta, right?
Yo. I'll be in the underground, dog. I'll be in the Atlanta underground.
Okay. You a Falcons fan?
A Falcons fan? Yeah, I like the Falcons.
Yeah, what's happened lately, man? The wheels kind of fell off.
I don't know, dog. They're going to get their shit together, though.
All right. I believe that.
Nigga, the room is spinning, dog. It's doing 360 degrees times 9001, dog. I ain't even lying. Shit.
Vince, I think you and I are in the green room.
Nah, we ain't in the green room, dog. I don't think we're in the green room because niggas be reacting to our shit.
Yeah, we're not in the green room.
Yeah, dog. I don't even know. I can't even much feel my black ass face, dog.
Hey,
what's up, dog? Somebody else calling,
hello?
Dog.
Hello, is this on?
Yeah, what up?
All right, hey, we got a ton of callers. I just screened a bunch of calls. And Tyrone, there are quite a few folks that are eager to talk to you. One guy is your home skillet, Shaquan, and he's now on the line. Shaquan, you're on with Tyrone.
Hey, what's good? It's the kid, Shaquan.
Yo, what up, Shaquan,
my nigga, dog?
Guys, a little crew, nigga.
I already know. Guys, a little crew, nigga. Me and
already
me and
know,
Tyrone.
Dog. We be making that bread, though. We be making so much bread. Off them jack iPods, them Israeli iPhones, dog. We made out, nigga.
Hey, hold up, dog. Shout out my nigga Meat. Send me this codeine cough syrup. I made some lean.
Oh,
dessert?
Oh, we see it, nigga.
Shout
you
out.
Be on that late on that drink.
Codeine cough syrup.
Now, if I'm not incorrect, I do believe that on the West Coast we call it Sizzurp. On the East Coast we call it Lean. Is this correct?
I'll be sipping on some Sizzurp. Sipping on some Sizzurp.
The South calls it Lean and everybody else calls it...
Yeah, and apparently Washington calls it Lean, too.
Sizzurp or Lean, huh?
Yeah,
my nigga, Shaquan be on that part. No, nigga. Shit.
If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on with Hammurabi's Code and two of the members of the Gaza Loot Crew. That would be
Gaza Loot Crew,
that would be Tyrone and Shaquan. If you'd like to join us here, please feel free to do so. The number 347-826-7667. All right, Shaquan gets put on timeout for playing loud music in the background. And he's going to be replaced by D's. D's, you're on the line. What's up, D's?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, yo, what up, Nico?
What's going on, guys? I wanted to call up and just give a big happy thank you. Thanksgiving to everyone. What's going on? Tyrone.
Yo, happy Thanksgiving, Nico.
Tyrone,
yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Hey, D's, you're on with the with the Gaza Loot crew. Do you have any questions for them while they're here?
What kind of stuff did you guys take there? You got anything on eBay?
Shit, dog. We got iMac Pros. We got iBook Pros. Motherfucker, we got fucking iPhones, dog. We fucking took all them Jewish iPhones, all them Jewish iBooks, and we fucking made bank on them shits, nigga, dog. We brought them back over to the States, and them niggas was just trying to buy them. They was waiting in line to buy them, dog, at the flea market, at the corner store. Them niggas trying to buy them jailbroke iPods. Them niggas trying to buy them jailbroke iPhones. Nigga, you don't even know.
We also have Shaquan back now.
Shaquan, nigga.
40 ounce.
Oh, my God. 12.
40 ounce, nigga.
What kind of 40 ounces you guys drink?
Hey, I was drinking that Mickey tonight, though.
Old English, Colt 45, Mickey.
I'm not hearing enough Steel Reserve these days.
Steel Reserve, that's good shit, too, though.
That's like 9%, and that would get your toe up, fellas.
Yeah, but that shit don't go good with no chicken wing, though. You can't drink no Steel Reserve with no chicken wings
well,
and no milk.
It doesn't pair well with the chicken?
Nah, that shit don't mix. You got to get you on Mickey's or OE to go with the chicken wings. Because the fucking Steel Reserve just don't mix with the chicken. If you just drink it by yourself and you ain't eating no food, then you drink the Steel Reserve. But
hey,
what up?
After this show, you trying to go down the spot, get a whole bucket of KFC skin?
Fuck yeah, dog. Hold up. I'm about to go over there. But shit, motherfucking KFC be closing on my side, though.
Shit.
But it's a pizza place.
KFC
that got the chicken wings,
though.
Don't
break in and steal all that chicken up, nigga.
Shit, you already know, though. But see, I got chicken wings for days, though. Because, see, I took some of the money from the Gaza Loot crew shit. I already fucking went to Sam's Club and bought me about 20 pounds of chicken wing, though. And a Tabasco sauce. What?
Hey, anyone want to buy it? We got them MacBook, iPhone 5, iPod.
Yeah, anybody in the chat room want to get some? We got them iPhones, them Jewish iPhones, them Jewish iMacs. We got them, dog. Hit us up. Pound Russell League, dog.
I already know.
God almighty.
Hey,
fantastic.
We hook you up, dog. Have price, nigga.
Right on. Good to hear. Okay, we got tons of calls to get to. I'm going to bring on now another friend of the show, Shadow DXS. What's up, Shadow?
What's going on, everybody?
Not a lot. How are you doing?
Fucking miserably wonderful. Today is officially my favorite holiday of the year. Stuff Your Fat Face Day. Very thankful for it.
Which is every day for you the rest of the year.
Well, typically it is, but today's a special occasion because now I don't feel alone, you know, wearing half of what it is that I tried to eat. So, you know, it's a rare day for me. It's like Halloween all over again, you know? I get to come out of my skin and be the disgusting fat fuck I truly am.
Jesus.
Are you having a Juggalo themed Thanksgiving by any chance?
Oh yeah, me and the entire family, moms, grandma, pops, whole nine yards, dude. We're all painting our fucking faces like clowns and shit. It's gonna be great.
You need to live stream that. Either that or pay per view. I do pay per view. Just set up a camera at the dinner table. That would be comedy.
You got to remember, Juggalos aren't really greedy and shit, so we'd have to put that shit up on like live stream or whatever. So, you know, we got to be nice to the people during the holidays.
experience, just as long as I can experience it, it's you know, it's a whole nother culture that I'm unexposed to. So I would love to see.
Well, I mean, it's kind of more like National Geographic and shit, because we get naked, and we eat the turkey naked. So, you know,
so
just prepare your mind.
Bodies are just dripping and with juices. And,
oh, dude, man, when I was a kid, we used to fucking wrestle with Crisco.
Wow.
Sounds appealing. On that note, let's move on to another caller. We have now joining us Vince Shamagetti. Vince Shamagetti, what's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. You're on with Hammurabi's Code, D's. Shadow DXS, Tyrone, and Saquon.
Shit.
What's on your mind tonight, Vince?
What's good, dog?
Taking it back to Nevada where he wanted for bang to force him.
What in the fuck?
Shit.
Did anybody understand
a
word of
that? Shit.
It sounded like somebody just tried to fuck a rabbit.
All right, you know what I'm going to do? Okay, we lost Tyrone. I don't know what the hell happened to him. He probably passed out.
His parents got home.
Probably.
I'm going to put all you guys on hold.
I'm not kidding. That's what he typed.
Nah.
I'm going to mute everybody and ask Vince. Vince, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. Just having an everyday schmook, you know?
You're an everyday schmook.
Schmoke. Not a smoke. Schmoke.
A smoke.
Schmoke, yeah.
Okay, well, what brings you here, schmoke?
Well, no. I said I'm having an everyday schmoke.
Oh, okay. Well, besides having an everyday schmoke,
but
why...
But I'm listening to your show. I'm listening to your show. I mean, I really like it, you know. I mean, and with all the people that are on right now, you know, I kind of really like it. Yeah, I mean... Who do we got on? We got the Juggalo? The Juggalo on?
We have a Juggalo. We have Shaquan, who is a member of the Gaza Loot crew. We also have Hammurabi's Code, and we have D's.
What is that? Isn't that a movie? Hammurabi's Code? Hammurabi's Code. Isn't that a movie?
I'll tell you himself. Go ahead, Hammurabi's Code.
Isn't that a movie? Hammurabi's Code? Isn't that a movie?
Unmute yourself, Hammurabi. Hammurabi, going once, going to twice.
Oh, I fucking muted myself.
I have.
Yeah. You honestly don't know what Hammurabi's Code is?
No, man, I thought that was a movie.
No. Do you have the internet?
Yeah. It makes dial tones every time I start it up, but I mean, yeah, I got the internet.
That's awesome. So you have dial-up.
Yeah. A bit,
how
yeah.
many free AOL hours have you accrued so far?
Well, I steal it kind of from my neighbors.
Hey, I got
a little. I got a cable running from house to house.
5,000 hours if you want it.
See, and that's why I'm asking. Maybe we can hook them up with some free internet.
How do I do that? Someone told me to install Google. How do you install Google? I didn't know that was even possible.
Oh, yeah. You got to go install Google. You got to
install Google.
You just go install it. You just get on your computer and you type the words install Google and it happens magically. It's an algorithm.
Someone asked how I'm listening to this on dial-up.
Make sure you download Netscape too. You're gonna need that. Netscape's gonna be your friend.
Okay. All right.
Don't forget Norton
on the line.
That's the most important thing. As long as you've got Norton, you're golden.
No, I would go with McAfee. They're a little more hardcore.
Yeah. It's really a toss-up between the two when you're picking from such esteemed companies.
what about Toshiba?
You could install Toshiba.
How do I do that?
You go to the Toshiba website, and there'll be a big button that'll say install.
I am nice with Slapshot.
What?
And you're going to love this.
Oh, he's got a Slapchop soundboard. Is
you're going to love my nuts.
Is that what this is all, Vince?
You're going to love my nuts.
You're talking about, you're going to play ShamWow sound?
It is Slapchop.
That's going to smell. See that?
I love the "you're gonna love my nuts" line out of that.
You know what the one I like is the new one that he's pimping called the Shticky.
Right.
Hey Vince, do you have the Shticky soundboard on there for us? You can queue up.
I'm gonna do this in real time. You know we can't do this all day.
All right, Vince.
Still running it.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate the call. Again, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm going to go to my next call, totally unscreened. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? It's you. Hello, caller?
The person got mad at a can.
Caller from the 32 area code.
It would appear they are well aware.
Just making like weird white noise?
Yeah, and stomping a can or some shit.
#832 area code. Why do I recognize that?
Shit.
Is it Paris?
I recognize this number for some reason. This is the troll, right? Trolling his son to? Thank God I have an internet troll expert on the line with me, Shadow DXS. Can you explain?
Yes, sir.
Can you please? Now you're a seasoned troll. Can you explain to me what this caller is? What type of troll this caller is attempting to pwn me with?
Well, we diagnose this troll specifically as a fail troll, simply because of the fact that you have the ability to mute this motherfucker. He is utterly useless in this radio show today.
He didn't even bring an interesting point, didn't, have this, gotcha moment. It's just, I'm going to stomp a can and fucking blow into the microphone.
Oh, wait.
Absolutely.
Wait a second.
Dude, just shut him off, then. Seriously.
All right, Spyco, you had your chance, Spyco. At least that's what
that
you think.
That was Spyco?
That's what he said in the chat room. He said he was taking a piss.
Oh, my God. What a moron.
But you missed your chance, Spyco.
Well, I called it.
You got put back at the end of the line, which is there's 20 callers now, so you're back at the end of the line.
That's your fucking luck.
All right, everybody.
Maybe you'll be smart and make it to overtime.
Yeah. No, we'll come back to you in a second, Spyco. Now I want to bring on another caller, unscreened, unmuted caller. Who's this?
Hey, it's Vinyl. What's up, Vince?
Hey, Vinyl. What's going on?
Fuck it.
Vinyl, what? You're on with Ham Hobby's Code. Shadow.
Hey,
DX.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Shaquan?
I heard someone like, oh, fuck, you know. So that's the welcoming I get it.
Yeah,
all
that
right.
Was Shadow. Okay. Glad he said that.
All right. Fuck, man. Well, whatever. What's up? What's everybody talking about?
Suck a fart out of my ass.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Well, we just
I can't
got
really
through,
relate.
We just got through talking with the Gaza Loot Crew. They're celebrating the ceasefire, and they're kind of taking inventory of all their new merchandise, if you will. And Tyrone was
to the loot.
I think Tyrone passed out. He was drinking heavily, but we still have Shaquan here. And
it was good.
Nothing
hey,
much.
What's up, man?
Yeah, you're on with Alex Vinyl. Sorry.
Next, we got them laptops, iPods, anything you want, $10, nigga. You know, I couldn't, man. I mean, I appreciate what you do and everything, but can't do it. Sorry, man. Like, you know, I already kind of surpassed. I don't like Apple products.
Racist?
Apple's racist as fuck.
I said Apple products.
Just kick this nigga off the show. Already.
Jesus Christ was black.
Oh, that was great.
Okay, so, yeah, not really much to talk about. What are we doing on this show?
Talk about how racist you are, kid.
Oh, there's plenty to talk about. You're just not saying anything.
Well, I don't know what to say, Vince. I mean, like, usually someone else talks, and then I kind of, like, you know, go off of that. But, you know, kind of stuck.
That's because you're not a leader. Your parents
are
ashamed of you.
You a bitch-made nigga.
Vince, am I muted here?
Okay, Tyrone.
Nobody
whatever,
is muted.
You know, whatever
nobody is
his
muted.
Name is.
Unfortunately.
Oh, I had a subject to bring up real quick. Basically, biblical, modern, old-school Israelites are black. So Jesus Christ was black.
Prove it.
Talking about.
Well, I thought he was Korean.
Yeah, Jesus Christ was actually of dark descent. He wasn't white or had two eyes.
Nah, dude, Vince is right. He's Korean. The hell are you talking about, crackhead?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
No, he was a darker color.
Yeah, Korean is darker than white.
Korean, that shit's yellow.
Or is it more piss stain? I can't remember.
This nigga seen a YouTube video. This nigga watching YouTube.
Oh, God.
You got a problem with YouTube?
This one of them tinfoil ass niggas.
Black Jesus?
The fuck you talking about? There ain't no black Jesus.
I kind of always believed in
black
Jesus, you know, if it was me, but that's pretty much how that went.
Hey, man, all I got to say is if Jesus was black, he sure as fuck wouldn't have been caught by some slow-ass Romans in heavy armor.
Oh. Jesus ain't a nigga.
Yeah, he would have been caught by Greeks.
Hey, hold up. Niggas.
Hey, Greeks
Jesus came from like Middle Eastern, like you guys were he was darker, he wasn't white.
Niggas don't eat fish.
he was as dark as Tyrone after he gets out of the sun.
Hey man, they'll eat some shit out of some crawfish in the right area.
How dark is Tyrone? I haven't seen any pictures of him.
He's like
Milano.
He's like a caramel complexion.
He's a Milano.
Oh,
yeah.
Milano.
Yeah.
Okay.
But right. Like, if he has a tan, he's a lot.
Hey, hold on. Is
that XU out on the line at all?
XU out. I got a question for XU out. What's this? I
heard
about. Is he
on the line at all? No.
Closet Juggalo.
You didn't call in. Vince.
XU out is apparently a closet.
Sorry,
Juggalo.
I was having cyber sex in the green room. What was that?
Oh. I was asking if XU out was on.
Not to my knowledge. I'm going to try.
Hold up.
Hold up. Did you ask if he was a closet juggalo?
XU out. That nigga's a closet juggalo.
Well,
get him on the line right
okay.
Now.
Well, I don't know. You know who might know? Our friend Shmoop. Shmoop, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going? What's everybody doing tonight?
Shmoopy nuts.
Shmoop.
Well, Shmoop, you just missed Tyrone. Tyrone got shit-faced. They were celebrating the end of the ceasefire, and they were counting all their loot, all their merchandise, and celebrating. I think he pounded about 3 or 4 40 ounces. He was really tore up.
Right. I heard all about this actually, you know, because I do have Twitter on my phone. It's just that I don't post from my phone. But I actually was watching, and I heard they were chugging a few 40 ounces. I mean, you want to know what I'm doing right now, Vince?
What's that?
Right now, I'm on the ME taking a Jackal, and I'm actually about. I need to use the word res here in a minute.
I have no idea what that
means. You're doing
meant,
what?
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay. I didn't understand the damn word.
Yeah, right now I'm on the toilet taking a shit, and I actually need to use the toilet paper, a.k.a. the Larez, in a minute. hold on, the jackal just came out. Dude, the jackal just came out so nice. Hold on, guys. I got to put down the phone, man. I got to use the Larez.
Hey, we can officially say, poops that jackal in his ass.
He just took a jackal.
Anonymous was started by the FBI.
So,
I doubt it. I think Anonymous was co-opted by the FBI.
Anonymous was totally started by the FBI.
No, dude, it's a CIA defense contract. Get it right.
I don't think
about
that,
it.
Honestly, I don't think the FBI is smart enough to conceive of an idea like Anonymous.
Absolutely.
I'm right.
I think they're smart enough to know how to manipulate it and hijack it.
You're
sure.
Right, man. It's actually Anonymous was started by fucking Mark Zuckerberg. How did you know?
All right, guys. I'm back.
Clever, cheeky bastard.
That was one vicious jackal I just got done taking, though. Yeah, that was... It's bad. It's bad in there. I took
yeah.
One bad jackal in there. Let
did
me tell you
fight?
What. Oh, man.
All right, hey, let's give Spyco another chance. Let's give Spyco one more chance to get on the air. Spyco, you're back.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Spyco?
Not much. Pounds up.
Hit me.
Well, you've been holding for a while. We had trouble connecting with you earlier, wondering...
I was taking a piss.
Yeah, okay. Well, now that that's done, what's on your mind?
I'm curious about this taking a jackal. Fucking interesting.
I guess it's a new term.
It's a meme. A meme was born tonight.
Oh, wow.
On this Thanksgiving.
You got an exclusive right here on Blog Talk Radio with Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
You can add that to his collection of people that say Vince in the Bay before the show starts.
Oh, yo, Tyrone just signed on to fucking
hey,
Skype.
Thanks for reminding me. I have to update that.
That's you might like that, Vince.
Yeah, no, you bring. I certainly respect and am grateful for all constructive criticism, and thank you for pointing that out. I do need to desperately.
Yeah, I mean, if it was Goofy Bone, it probably would have been something different, but, you know, since you're Vince in the Bay, it's a little bit different.
Well, see, here's the thing about Goofy Bone, actually, is that Goofy Bone is scared. Goofy Bone doesn't want to meet me in person because he's scared that I'll shove a 40-ounce up his ass in the bathroom. Daddy's a scared little bitch, and, you know, he's Mexican, so when you
he's a Mexican capitalist.
We're all running off the border, right?
He's supposedly a Mexican capitalist, according to what I've heard.
I mean, I'm not too sure how that makes sense in all reality, considering Mexicans steal everything, and, you know, they actually don't use money for anything. They just go around and steal everything. But, I'm not entirely sure how that makes sense. Maybe somebody can enlighten me on how Mexicans can be capitalists when they steal everything.
Oh, dude, I'm not the one that came up with it. It was actually Goofy Bone is the one that said it. I mean, he said it in a bunch of shows. I think Vince used to listen to him. His name is Ghost.
I'm aware of Ghost.
Good. Ghost is the best show on BTR.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, pretty much, you know, I've heard Goofy Bone call in all the time, and people troll the fuck out of him. And then, you know, he said he was some fucking capitalist or whatever, and failed to admit that he was like Mexican. He didn't want to admit it, but
you need some help talking to anybody?
What?
I like
some help talking to anybody?
Oh, I don't know. Am I breaking up?
No,
it seems somebody is just clanging on their keyboard a little bit too hard. I almost feel like I'm in a pair of brown tiny chat.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Fuck pair of brown tiny chats.
Wow.
His typing would reverberate so hardcore through his speaker that it like, imagine that sound.
Jesus.
You know, but like, pounding.
Yeah, I can hear it.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Well,
I hear it now.
Hey, am I muted?
Oh, you're not muted. Nobody's muted.
Barrett Brown's a faggot.
Hey, man, fucking Barrett Brown is a hero.
He's a faggot.
Anybody that's taking Bojangles up the ass every day is a hero, man.
It's done to me.
Wait.
Legal
so
when it's done to me. It's illegal when it's done to fucking
FBI. Doc Finn is on the line, though. He said, Vince, I was trying to figure out who the other
caller was.
Huh? What?
Did you say Doxpin was on? Is that what you said? Because I couldn't figure out who all was on the line.
No, Doxpin is in the chat room.
Possibly.
Yo, what up, Doxpin?
There's somebody with the name Doxpin in the chat room.
No, I'm pretty sure that's real Doxpin.
Shmoop, how do you feel that Jesus Christ was black? What's your feelings on that?
Well, here's the thing, actually, is that Jesus Christ actually
hold up. Jesus was not black.
Amen.
I already told you, niggas. Niggas don't eat fish. Jesus ate fish.
Jesus was a dinosaur. Whether you want to believe it or
not. If you look at the pictures that they have about 200 years after Jesus died, he was very dark in the pictures and shit.
Hey, well, he was in that video you seen, dog.
Look at
that
YouTube
video. Jesus, you know? I know. He's one of them Alex Jones-ass niggas.
Alex Jones.
Really?
Like Jesus, man. That's
Alex
bullshit.
Jones is a fat.
Hey, Shmoo. Me and Tyrone say you 340-ounce, nigga.
Is it in my mailbox?
Yeah.
I'll come check it in a minute, actually.
Shit. No.
Hey,
high five!
Vince.
Psycho.
Yeah, what's going on? Sorry, I'm screaming. I'm screening calls. I'm a one-man fucking band here, dude. I engineer the show. I host, and I commentate when I can. And a majority of my time lately has been screening calls because my switchboard is just fucking loaded like a motherfucker.
Well, it does make sense considering, you know, the Wrestle League kind of is on the line right now. But I actually did want to bring some up to your attention. It's everybody's attention, actually, if you didn't mind, Vince. It was regarding yesterday. It's about this whole cyberbullying scheme or whatever people want to call it. And I hope that Justice Duck, a.k.a. Golden Rule, is listening. And maybe R.S. McCain, maybe Neil Rawhouse. I hope that they're all listening. If you engage a troll, that's your fault. I mean, and you want to know how you beat trolling is that you don't engage them at all. I mean, it's not the fact that, you know, moral fags are hated, whatever that even means. I mean, because I guess you can call me sort of like that, considering that, you know, when it comes to somebody, you know, saying, "Oh, fuck America, man, social media, man, man," I mean, I'll tell them that they're a fucking idiot, that they can get the fuck out of my country, they'll get blown up in Iran, dude. But the whole point of what I'm trying to say is that if you're complaining about getting bullied, there is a power button on your computer and on your laptop. If you commit suicide because of bullying, that's just too fucking bad, dude. And if you want to engage a troll, then you better be ready to deal with one.
That's all I had to say, though. Go ahead.
Okay, hey, let's take a little break here, everybody. We've got a ton more callers to get to. Somebody is feeding back like a motherfucker, so I'm putting all you assholes on hold. And I don't know who that is, but please, if you're called into the show, do yourself a favor and just mute yourself when you're not talking, okay? Just rule of thumb, all right? Allegedly, we have Goofy Bone on the line. Let me see if this is Goofy Bone. Hey, Goofy Bone, is this you?
Oh, you know it is, Vince in the Bay. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, my favorite rival.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. How's everything going in the South Bay?
Oh, it's great. You know, I was donating turkeys today to Second Harvest Food Bank, and we gave away a Wii U on my show. And, you know, I'm just in the giving spirit. I heard a young gentleman on your broadcast talking smack about me, but the guy couldn't even finish what he was talking shit about. I don't understand that. I mean, talk smack.
That might have been Shmoop. Shmoop, was that you?
Was that my nigga Shmoop?
Shmoop, hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Was that you earlier talking about Goofy? Somebody was talking about Goofy.
Yeah, that was me talking about Goofy. Is he on the line right now?
Yeah, that's him. That's Goofy.
Yeah, I'm right here. When am I going to your bathroom, bro?
Okay,
I
you want to go in the bathroom?
Yeah, I'm going to come right to you with a 40-ounce. You ready?
Wow,
yeah,
that's all you can come up with.
No, I'm gonna come to the bathroom and rape you the 40-ounce. I mean, that's what you wanted me to do. That's
what
you
said. What bathroom do you want to go? There's so many
bathrooms
in the world. Let's be specific here.
In your bathroom.
Come on. In my bathroom. Okay, I'm gonna go in there right now.
Let's
go in my bathroom right now. Where's your 40-ounce? You better have it on you. Let's go in my bathroom right now. Come on, everybody.
I'm actually under your bathroom right now.
Okay, I'm in the bathroom right now. Hello?
Yeah, I'm under your bathroom.
What
I need you to do is just take apart all the tiles in your bathroom and just look for me. I'm under your bathroom right now.
Okay, you're under my bathroom right now. You know how stupid you sound? Even in the sound of mine of radio, you know how dumb and idiotic you sound?
Nigga, you ignorant,
man.
Nigga, you ignorant.
Let's have some fun here. Let's say we're going to go meet, like, you know, at the fucking Mississippi River, and let's go
right,
kill
let's
each other.
Let's do
something
like that.
Meet in the bathroom.
You're the one who wants to meet in the bathroom, dude. Go back and listen to your podcast. You're the one who wants to meet in the bathroom.
Okay, and so where did you adapt throwing the 40-ounce up my ass?
I got the 40-ounce in my hand, bro. I actually got two. They're Old English.
What are you, a juggler? You're juggling 40 ounces?
Yeah,
why don't you juggle
actually,
my balls, too?
Nigga, I'm actually a juggler. I'm actually Shadow DXS.
Yeah, you're a juggler, so juggle my balls.
No, I'm a juggler. I'm down with the clown, nigga.
Love Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Goofy Bones' show just ended. He trolled himself. He trolled himself, dude. See, what he does, this is what Goofy Bone does. He does his own radio show, and he times it, you know, at a certain time so he can troll other shows when he goes into overtime so he can still have access to, like, his soundboards and everything. So what he does is like, after he goes into overtime on his show, he just starts calling in to other shows and trying to troll them, and that was him trying to troll me, but he only had, like, a couple minutes left before the end of his overtime, so he signed off, dude.
Yeah, well, I'm still going to rape him with the 40-ounce. I mean, I'm actually going to dox him as soon as he's raping with the 40-ounce.
That's awesome. Oh, that was classic, man. Fuck, dude. Goofy, call. If you're listening, Goofy, call back. I definitely want to see round two of Shmoop versus Goofy Bone. That had the makings of being something pretty epic. So what I'm going to do now is take a little break. We're end of the first hour here, and going into hour number two. If you'd like to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, please, by all means, dial in 1-347-826-7667. Big ups to all the chit chatters, Anon Sicko, Antichrist 73, City of Flint. Catty Idiot, Desert Rose, Donnie C, Doug E. Doug, Doxbin, Frosty Time with Danny, a bunch of guest listeners / lurkers, Hammurabi's Code, I Eat Cake, Meeps Ghost, Melissa 13, Niggers in Paris, Nikki Smokes a Lot, Nyan Whale, Rage Hour, Randy Clemens, Spyco, Stabby McCugs, Vert, and XU Out. So that was a pretty pretty lulzy first hour there. I enjoyed it. I hope you did. If not, then get the fuck out. But hopefully we'll have Goofy Bone versus Schmoop part two coming up next. What did I want to play? I had something I wanted to play here. Oh, 347-826. I can't play Gangnam Style. I'm no longer allowed to, but the rules of the president of BTR. Okay, I had a caller earlier talking about Ghost and reminiscing about Ghost, and I'm going to resurrect the Ghost of Ghost, if you don't mind. Ghost of Ghost, do you mind if I resurrect you and play a clip, a classic clip of me calling into your show on Blog Talk Radio?
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
I'll take that as a yes. So here's a classic call into Ghost. I think this was sometime last year, early last year. I want to say sometime in the spring of last year. This is me calling into Ghost's show, and I'll be right back.
I want to talk about San Francisco banning circumcisions. Yeah, believe it or not, San Francisco, the same city that allows gay bathhouses to run rampant all over the city, the same city that passes out free hypodermic needles to drug addicts, the same city that allows glory hole toe tapping, protected by the First Amendment, now they want to make a ban on circumcision. Can you believe this kind of crap? Circumcision. I mean, good God, for Christ's sake. I mean, they're going to make a law against this. I want to hear from you. I think Vince, hey, Vince, you're on the horn. You're from Cisco. What the hell do you think about, this circumcision ban?
Hey, Ghost, today it's Vinny. Vinny from Vinny in the Bay, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, Vinny. Hey, you doing? Hey, Vinny in the Bay, you doing?
Yeah,
over
forget
here?
About it. Forget about it. Yeah, so I just got back from my foreskin restoration surgery. It went great. It went great.
Are you kidding me? You had foreskin restoration surgery? How the hell does that work?
Hey, I'm a wise guy and everything, but I got to play by the rules just like everybody else. So you know how it is. You know how it is. It's the law now. So I put it back on. It's all good. I got it.
How do you put it back on? How do you have foreskin restoration surgery? How the hell does that work?
Well, it's a donor program. You know how it is. You put the little pink dot on your driver's license. You know how that works? Some black guy, actually. I have black foreskin on my dick now because some black guy got in a car accident. So they grafted his foreskin and put it on mine. Now I'm legal.
Well,
baby.
Is that adding a few inches to your pink willy there, or are you just doing it so you can have a black tip, so you'll look like you did just the tip for some drug infested hookers? I mean, what I don't get. Why would you have a black foreskin restoration on your penis?
Well, Ghost, you know what? To be honest, TBH, full disclosure, that was the only thing they had going, and it was a lot cheaper. The homicide rate for young black males here in San Francisco is pretty high. So you know how the free market works, supply and demand, baby. And it's a lot cheaper to get black foreskin. So that's what I'm working with. And someday I'll probably go back and get Caucasian foreskin eventually when I have the means.
I mean, isn't it a little bit more sanitary to, not have the foreskin? I mean, that's what I've been, reading and told. I mean, is this a lie?
Well, I'm going to find out. I haven't had foreskin for over 30-some-odd years. I don't want to date myself here. But I guess somebody has to. Any hoot. Yeah, I'm going to find out. I've heard the doctors told me to keep it very clean and clean it out. you know, hourly almost. It's almost like, you know, you definitely should clean it out daily. But I do it. So far, it's been kind of getting kind of moist in there. You know, if I don't.
Yeah, you know, I mean, from what I understand, I mean, you know, guys that aren't cut, you know, have a little bit of a cottage cheese problem every now and then. You know, so you know, just watch out for that, from what I'm told.
Yeah, I'm keeping a lookout. Right now, I just have my short-term fix. I just put cotton balls. I put a little cotton ball in there, and that seems to do the trick. Just
a little cotton ball in there. What the hell? You it absorbs the dick cheese or what? I don't get it. What the hell is a cotton ball supposed to do?
Yeah, it just kind of, you know. Well, some guys, the doctor gave me a package of Q-tips and said just Q-tip it a little bit, and I just said, you know what? Instead of Q-tipping, why don't I just buy some cotton balls and just stuff a little bit of that in there and change it every couple hours, and that seems to be working out okay so far.
Yeah, man, that's sick, Vince. I mean, that's enough. You know, I mean, Vince, I used to like talking to you here, but this is something I don't really want to talk about. I mean, I am talking about it because I know San Francisco is banning circumcision, and you know, we were going to have, you know, some kind of a sanitary talk about it, but you know, you're really taking it to another level here.
What a silly Negro.
I don't know, winning anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Hit it!
El hombre.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yahoo.
Hell nah, boy. Vince in the Bay, boy.
Vince is a slum troll.
That's right.
Cactus. They're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis, 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 penis.
Dance, dance, dance.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
You're right, me.
Oh, my God.
Weird, weird, weird. Weird, weird, weird. Dude, where's one on?
I'm a troll. And why?
Run away! Run away!
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hey, 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 VITB back up in this for another, 52 minutes now. It's 8 after the hour, and we are getting primed up for a potential matchup between Schmoop LOL and Goofy Bone. This could be exciting, kids. You know, wake up. If your kids aren't already awake, wake them up. Put some popcorn on the stove. Call the neighbors. Sit down. Tune in. We might have a cool little face-off here, a little shit-talk-a-thon between Schmoop and Goofy Bone. But before we get to that, let me go down through our panel and get some of their commentary and predictions. Who will get the bigger slap down? They are also going to double as the judges. Hammurabi's Code, what do you think about this, Goofy versus Schmoop?
It seems like a good matchup this far, Vince. To be honest, I don't know how it's going to turn out, but got a lot of faith in Schmoop on this. I have a feeling Goofy Bone's about to get doxxed, and judging from what Schmoop said, sounds like that's kind of what's happening. I don't know if he's been doxxed yet or not. But
there have been multiple doxifications. Goofy's been doxxed many times. I've seen multiple different types, different doxxed. I have a hunch I know which ones are correct. I'd be interested to see what the Russell League rustles up.
It's probably going to be legit if anything comes out, I'd imagine.
Fair enough. Let's bring on Shadow DXS. Shadow DXS, our resident troll correspondent. DXS, what do you think of this internet matchup, Shmoop versus Goofy Bone? Your analysis, please.
I really believe that Goofy Bone's about to get fucking anally raped with a Shmoop 40-ounce-sized dick. This dude stands absolutely no chance whatsoever.
Fantastic.
I think Goofy Bone's going to talk a lot of shit, but I think in the end he's going to regret being like, oh, just call Vince's troll show and I'll troll the Shmoop guy.
Yeah, because even if Shmoop fucking fails to deliver, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, he's not gone to buy.
Anyways, let's move on.
Hang on.
Do I have to put you guys on mute? Do I have to put you on mute? We got to get to the other panelists before we get this thing going anyways, all right? I want to get to our next panelist, Shaquan. He represents the Gaza Loot Crew. Shaquan, what do you think of this matchup?
Hey, what's good? All I want to say is Goofy Bone, Russell League, we coming for you, nigga.
There you have it.
That's all
okay.
I want to say, Vince.
Right on. Thanks, Shaquan. Let's go now to our next panelist. I believe it's Spyco. Spyco, what are your thoughts?
He's going to get owned by the Russell League, definitely.
All right. Fair enough. We got a lady on the line now. Let me take this lady call. She's familiar with the scene. She's a regular caller. I'm going to put you guys on mute for a second or two. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we have Amber the Stripper from Michigan. Oh, wait. She doesn't want to be called Amber the Stripper from Michigan anymore. She just wants to be called Amber. Amber, what's going on?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. What's happening, sugar?
Just baking, getting ready for the holiday. Saw you had a show.
Excellent. You came at a great time. I'm having a little face-off here between Shmoop and Goofy Bone. I think you're familiar with Goofy Bone, and you've probably
heard
Shmoop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've probably heard Shmoop on my show, too.
But I've heard of Goofy Bones.
Okay. They're having a little face-off. Who do you think is going to win?
I'm going to go ahead and just say Goofy Bone.
Okay, we finally have somebody for Goofy Bone. Amber from Michigan is going for Goofy Bone. Great, cool. Let's see. I'm going to be in a green room with Amber later having some cyber while this whole thing's going on, just so you know. I don't even know who this is. Caller, who is this?
XUO.
Oh, this is XU Out. XU
yeah.
Out. What are your thoughts on this? Thanks for calling in. What are your thoughts on this matchup?
Well, first, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. First
happy Thanksgiving
foremost,
to you.
Enjoy the time. Well, this is kind of comical watching this goofy guy here. Bottom line, yeah, it's going to be one hell of a entertainment event, I can tell you that. You know, it's all tit for tat, but in the end, it's just funny. And the good guys will win, I can tell you that, whoever they may be. But, yeah, don't fuck with the Shmoop or the Russell League, if you don't know that by now. It's all in fun, too, so we can't forget that, too. But, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be lulzy at the...
It'll be entertaining.
I have no... No, I have full faith in both of these opponents to bring some lulls to the table, both of them. All right, let's move on. We've got now Tyrone with us. Tyrone, what are your thoughts on this matchup?
Yo, what up? All I gotta say is, dog, Goofy Bone, I just loaded a fucking interpreter on your computer, nigga. I just fucking put some shit on your computer, nigga. So have fun explaining that shit to the FBI, nigga. That's all I gotta say, nigga. You done got, nigga.
Right on, Tyrone. Appreciate the input. We have a couple more special panelists. I don't even know who this is. Go ahead, call her. You're unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Vince in the Bay.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, Boston Randy.
Hey, Boston Randy. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. This is some crazy shit.
Yeah, so you've sort of heard a little bit of Goofy Bone maybe and Schmoop. What do you think about this matchup?
I think it's going to be a flat-out bitch-slap draw.
All right. Okay, we got one person for a draw. Okay, moving down the panel here. Caller, unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Who are you and what do you think about the matchup?
My name is Carlito.
Sweet. Carlito, what's up? Goofy Bone versus Schmoop. Who do you think's going to win?
Goofy Bone's going to win because the Russell League is a bunch of faggots.
Okay. Thanks, Carlito, for being on the panel here. And I think that's going to do it. Let me see. Goofy, are you here?
So Doxbin. Doxbin.
You're Doxbin?
Vince.
Yeah,
no,
what's
this
up?
This is
Goofy's not even on the line. Where did he go? I hyped this whole thing for nothing. I thought that was Goofy's phone. What's up, Doxbin?
No, not Doxbin.
Who are you?
What's up with your fucking show, man? I've been listening to your show these past couple days, and it's going to shit. Seriously. These fucking retards come on here and they start blabbing about nothing fucking. Oh, I'm going to hack your shit, nigga. Oh, nigga. Oh, come on, Vince. You're better than that.
Okay.
Don't okay me.
Point well taken. Point duly noted. Anything
else? Nigga, I'm going to dox you, nigga. Nigga. Come on, nigga. I'm going to dox you. Come on, Vince. You're better than that. You could get some classier people on here that speak proper English that don't speak with the fucking lisp. And say nigga every 2 seconds.
You know
nigga.
What? You sound like you should probably be one of my associate producers. You seem to have a good handle on how to shape the production value and content of the show. Do you mind if I hold on to your number and we can chat offline and talk about potentially, you know, doing some show prep and actually getting somebody to engineer the show so that I can talk more than curate?
I'm sorry, I cannot do that kind of stuff because I'm currently not available. I'm running with another program right now. And if you've been paying attention to what I'm saying, then you would know who I'm running with. Nigga.
Okay. So did I get your... Hello?
Nigga.
All right. Appreciate the call. I'm sorry, folks. I thought that was Goofy. That was a 408 area code. That's where Goofy's from. I thought that was Goofy. That's totally my bad. Wow, what major blue balls. Okay, well, anyways, I still have a great panel, though. I'm very ecstatic that you all are called in, and we got 40 more minutes to bullshit about whatever we want. I kind of agree with that that caller's sentiment. The doxing and stuff kind of, I don't know. I don't think it's I wouldn't want it done to me, although it's been done to me several times. But it's not the fact that they're throwing. I mean, anybody can find whoever's information. I think the whole idea behind publishing it is you're somehow striking back at them. You're punishing them for some action. They're getting some sort of retribution from this. Usually, I mean, so many docs get flown left and right that most people are numb to it. But it's not cool for the, for lack of a better word, victim. It's just because of the malicious intent. That's more than anything, it's like, come on, dude, why are you doing this? So, I don't know, a lot of people that get their docs dropped, from my experience, tend to be people that are demonized in some way. Like that cop from New York City, Tony Baloney. Rep Dan forever. God, we got some insane fucking motherfuckers in the chat room. Niggers in Paris is going bonkers. Is that Rep Dan show? Is that the representative Dan? Is that the real guy? And if so, when's your show? Wow. Anyway, let's bring back the callers. We have a huge panel here. That's what she said. I'm going to bring on Schmoop now. Schmoop, what are your thoughts?
Yo, Vince, I think that Goofy Bone's a punk-ass bitch. That nigga's scared, yo. That's why you hung up like a punk bitch, nigga. I got the 40 ounce ready and shit right here, nigga. And that other person don't like me saying nigga, well, guess what? The referee's full of niggas, nigga. We all niggas. We all like brothers, nigga. So if you got a problem, come at us, nigga.
Okie doke. We also have Spyko on the line. This is probably the point of the show where it's slowly going to become audio spaghetti. I just want to give a disclaimer before that right now because we have a lot of people with their hands up. Everybody wants to talk. I'm going to unmute most people. And when I do, make sure when you're not talking to mute yourself. Self-muting saves everybody, okay? That being said, we got Spyko back. We have Shadow DXS on the line. Hammurabi's Code is here. Saquon is here.
Hey.
Tyrone is here.
Yo, what up? What up, Vince? Hold up. I got to piss real quick, though, but I ain't about to run to the bathroom because I'm on ass. So I'm about to piss in this fucking bottle that
That's
I drank
thing.
Already.
Spyko
hold up.
Did the same thing earlier. Spyko did the same thing.
Hold up. You want me to get the audio of me pissing in this 40-ounce bottle?
No, we doing our own shit.
Hey, nigga, you going to do that, you better drink the piss, nigga.
I'll get the audio.
You better drink that 40-ounce of piss, nigga. 40 ounces of piss, nigga. You better drink it, nigga. Oh, yeah, nigga. You better drink that shit, nigga.
Lord.
I didn't know if you don't drink that piss, I'm about to drink it.
Damn, nigga.
What kind of Bear Grylls shit is this?
Shit. Yeah, I just leaked my Lizzie McGuire in that bitch.
Oh, shit, nigga. Yo, Tyrone, we're going to go to a Goofy Ball show, yo, next time you have one.
Okie doke. I have Shaquan, Schmoop, and Tyrone all in the green room, and everybody else has left. There's a few other callers that have just called in. I want to squeeze in all the callers. We only have a half hour left. So I'm going to bring on a caller from the 805. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, Vincent.
Yeah, who are you? What's on your mind?
Vincent, hello. This is the former governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hello.
The governor, everybody. Governor, what's up?
Yes, hello, Vincent. Just calling in tonight because I heard that Goofy Bone was going to go up against the Schmoop. Is that correct?
You're absolutely correct. It fell through, though, because Goofy Bone punked out and didn't call back in.
Oh, that is very too bad. You know, I just wanted to say you got very shafted in the presidential election, Vincent. I must say, Goofy Bone is a big cheater, and you should be the president right now. You are the Al Gore of BTR.
Hey, I can call you a Democrat.
Oh, God. I don't like the analogy to that person exactly, but I get what you're saying. Well, I appreciate the sentiment. What else is going on?
Well, I just wanted to weigh in on the Goofy Bone visit to Shmoop, and wanted to say, you know, Goofy Bone, I've been brushing up on the Wrestle League, and you do not know what you're getting into, Mr. Goofy Bone. Shmoop is the king. Shmoop is the king of the Wrestle League. I don't know if you really want to mess with this, Mr. Goofy Bone. It is unbelievable that you even are taking this challenge on. You know, I've been doing a little bit of research, and Vincent, I don't know if you know about the Wrestle League, but they like to wrestle with the Jimmies. You know this?
Yeah. Yes, I noticed that. I am familiar with their work.
Yes, yes, and like myself, they do lots of lifting. And when I was lifting the other day, I was thinking, you know, Shmoop could actually take on all of Israel himself with his unbelievable wrestling of the Jimmies, you know. And I think he would be like Hamas and everybody in the Middle East, all the terrorist organizations. He would be everything. Up into one, he would be everything, and unbelievably, he'd be wrestling Jimmies from Gaza all the way over to Afghanistan. It'd be crazy.
Excellent. This is amazing. Your analysis is, of course, Governor is or term. Do you have any movies coming up? Did I see that you have some films you're making?
Well, I don't know if you heard that we are going to bring back the Terminator series. It is going to be called Terminator 5, The Search for My Retirement Check.
Oh, don't you get a pension from the government, from California government, though?
Yes, and I would like to thank all of the wonderful taxpayers of California for my retirement fund. It's unbelievable because, I've been losing money ever since I found out I had bastard child. Hello?
I see.
Yes. Hello. Are you Patriot Gregging, Vince? Hello.
No, I'm not. Am I Patriot Gregging? You tell me.
No, you're not. Never mind.
Okay, good. No, things are fine. I'm just doing I've been pre-screening a lot of calls and having periodic cyber sex with Amber in the green room. So I dip in and out. But sounds like we have quite a panel tonight. There's 30 minutes left of this torture. We've got Hammurabi's Code, Shadow DXS, Saquon is here.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Rep Dan for legalizing meth for medical purposes in Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to know.
All right. We also have Shmoop.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And we have Tyrone in the building.
Yo, what up, man?
Oh, no.
Yo, Vince,
much,
you put me in the green room, though.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had to piss, though.
You guys seemed like you were working something out, so we put you there because we had a ton of calls to bring on. We it was an emergency because you'll understand because we have the governor with us. That's right. Arnold Schwarzenegger has been on the line.
That's high priority right there. I'm glad to know that Arnold Schwarzenegger support the Russell League, though. That's what's up.
See what
he
I mean?
Yeah, we're going to lobby for that, Nogo.
I thank you for that, Tyrone. Thank you.
Yo.
And we have
Governor, did you sound? I don't know what you're going to lose first, your retirement check or your accent.
I'm sorry, who's this?
Shalom, my brother. This is Boston Randy.
Are you a
Boston
fake?
Randy?
Straight up, Boston Randy.
Hello, Boston Randy. Hello.
Yeah, you're losing your accent. You with the maid?
Boston Randy, dog. Boston Randy, what set you claim, Boston Randy? Hold up, what set you claim?
I couldn't tell what he's losing first, his retirement check or his accent. He sounds like freaking Jack Nichols trying to do.
Nah, dog, I asked you what set you claim, dog. What set you claim?
You want to try it in English first? I don't speak Bonnie.
What crew are you with, Boston Randy?
Hey,
what crew are you with?
Now you're speaking English. I can understand. I don't need to be part of it.
Nigga, show my dick, nigga. Give us 40 ass, nigga.
For real, dog. Russell Lee run this bitch. Get the fuck out, Boston Randy. You ain't shit. You don't want none of this.
Yeah, you talk tough, don't you?
You damn
nah,
right.
Nigga, we is tough, nigga.
I run into people who say they're part of crews all the time. I'm still standing
no,
after 50 years.
You realize, dog, Boss Randy, do you realize I graduated top of my class of the U.S. Navy SEALs? Do you realize that I have? Do you realize that I have over 300 confirmed kills on Al Qaeda, Boss Randy?
Really?
I killed me
about 10, 20 Jews and shit last week, nigga.
Yo.
Well, he is from Boston, you know.
Hey,
who's beating their
Boston
dick on
shit.
Fucking air?
Yo, we heard that a bunch of bitches from Boston and shit.
Y'all just get mad that y'all keep getting beaten in the World Series by a faggot like Derek Jeter. Y'all mad.
I'm gonna tell you something about baseball. I'm known as the high priest of baseball. Yeah, my team's only won 2 World Series since 1918.
Boston Red Sox. You just said it.
Your team only won 2 World Series since 1918. What'd that tell you?
Now for a second and get some knowledge. Derek Jeter is one of the best baseball players I have seen in my lifetime.
You damn right.
Nigga, they ain't shit.
That's right. I give respect where respect is due, and Jeter gets it.
I guarantee you I can name 50 baseball players better than that, nigga.
Go right ahead.
For one, I'll tell you one that's better than Derek Jeter. Daryl Strawberry better than Derek Jeter.
If Strawberry wasn't on the rock, he'd have been one of the greatest players ever.
Nigga, Cassie Cohen.
The baseball player of all
time, Eli Manning. Them niggas is legends in baseball, nigga. Eli Manning is the best in baseball, nigga.
Jose Canseco. That's
Brock
all I got to say.
Canseco.
Jesus. Jesus
yo,
Christ.
His
dick shriveled up. He couldn't even find it in the locker room in the late 80s.
Jose
nigga.
Canseco.
Canseco's a shit, nigga. Canseco's actually in the Russell League, nigga.
Jose Canseco, a firm member of the Russell League, official Russell League, Jose Canseco.
Derek Jeter, the most overrated baseball player of all time.
Jose Canseco is the Armstrong of baseball.
What was that supposed to mean? He only got one nut. It don't matter.
Is he trying to call this ignorant?
Again?
Not ignorant. You trying to call us ignorant, nigga?
I'm just saying that Jose Canseco is a piece of crap.
Fuck my
baseball.
Dick, nigga.
Jose Canseco could beat Derek Jeter.
Man,
hold
the lady
on any
would,
day of
would
the week.
Jose
my dick.
Would
let me ask you this: how many rings does Canseco have? How many rings did he earn when playing ball? And you compare that with Derek Jeter? This is a Red Sox fan talking.
Jose Canseco got that ice. He didn't even get no ring. Jose Canseco didn't get no ring. Jose Canseco got
that. He won 2 rings.
He got grilled.
He got 2 rings. He got 2 rings and probably in a pawn shop somewhere.
No, they gave him grills, dog. They didn't give him rings. They gave him grills for his teeth.
No, seriously, why are you guys...
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing there tonight? This is Dolan Gooby from the internet.
Who is this?
This is Dolan Gooby off the internet. I'm wondering why you guys are arguing about baseball.
Are we in the green room or some shit?
The green room?
Oh,
no, you guys
are right. Be putting people in the green room.
I'm just waiting for Smooks and Goofy to get here.
Goofy hasn't showed up. You know what? You know who
Goofy
is on?
Goofy running a scar.
Hey, you guys hear me? Hello?
This is yeah, what up?
Yeah, I hear you, Vince.
Dudes, everybody's going on hold. Check this out. Everybody, we're going to take a quick break. We got 24 minutes to go. I've got Rep Dan. That's right. Rep Dan is on the line waiting to call in. If you have a question for Rep Dan, I'm sure he'd like to answer it. I think he wants to chime in about all this nonsense going on as well. I'm curious to hear his take on things. But before we get to that, we're going to have a quick little message from Google Bordello.
That's all what I'll ask. Think law, college. Hey, follow my dad. Fuck law, fuck lit. Now that it's rockin', so I don't touch the door. I follow my dad.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
Hit it.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di rientro a tutti e insegnare un bel posto.
Finish him.
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
All right, I'm back with Amber. Amber.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Have I been Patriot Gregging at all tonight?
It hasn't sounded like it on the phone.
Okay, good. Just making sure. I'd like to give some big ups to some Twitter tweets, people tweeting the show. Wow, City of Flint, Danny 2.2, Rosalie, Ballsack, Black Sun Research, Flip Top Head, Spyco, Dev Test Account, half of which of those are all Spyco's socks. Who else? Priceless Bubblegum, Creature Talk, Anani Knot, Anon Warfare, Socrates, some math problem that I can't even, it's like I don't even want to try to say it. And Becca X-Ray. Thank you, people, for tweeting the show. Appreciate it. Also, Nyan Whale, Rep Dan Gordon, thank you for tweeting. Sean P7373, Goofy Bone, if you're listening. Oh, he's thanks. What a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
I tweeted Goofy Bone trying to get him to call in.
Yes.
And he just tweeted me back, said no thanks. What a pussy.
Really?
If you're listening, Goofy Bone, you're the president of BTR. You should take control. But I understand you're a hands-off president. You're going to let me just do my thing. You're afraid to be challenged as president. Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, Schmoop probably would have given you a little bitch slap, to be honest. I think I would have put my money in Schmoop. I don't know. It's close because, you know, I have a long history with Goofy Bone, and Goofy Bone is a pretty tough motherfucker. And he's entertaining as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a shame that he wouldn't call back, though. I think that would be pretty funny. But whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it.
Totally. Anyway, I want to get all these callers on before we finish up the live portion of the program. And we now have with us on the line Representative Dan. What's up, Rep Dan?
Hey, what's happening, Matt? Up to all my heat homies out there and to you, Vince. What's happening?
Oh, nothing much. I just totally hyped up some troll little face-off that never materialized.
I was listening. In fact, it was about 1:30 here on the East Coast time. I was sound asleep, and Danny 2.0 stuck a needle in my ear and woke me up. and automatically logged right into Vincent in the Bay to come and play. You know, I caught the show the other day with that shitbag Neil Rauhauser, and I got to say, that's the first time I listened to the show, and it's a hot mess and quite entertaining at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, it's controlled chaos is what it is. It's a flirt between dictatorship and anarchy.
And that can be a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's a great, it's beautiful. I love it. And hey, you know, it's been getting good ratings. I can't complain about that. You know, I get on average at least like 200 some odd listeners every time I do a damn show. So there must be something must be happening that's have some morsel of entertainment value.
Some may call that freak magnet, but all in all, once again, you know, the world goes round and round with all different flavors. So congratulations on the ratings and whatnot, and having a place for all the Twitter freaks and Russell League. Shout out to Russell League, a place to go and hang out and shoot the shit with you.
Yeah, we're also we're actually live with a couple of members of Russell League. Let me put you on with a couple of them. Let's bring back Shmoop. Shmoop, you're on with Representative Dan. We also have another former governor or politician, the governator. I'm talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's still on the line with us.
I'll put in a phone in his crampy old ass. Hey, what's up, Shmoopy?
Hello. This is Red Dan Gordon.
Yeah, it is. What's up?
Hey, my bad. Who is this? Sorry.
This is Rep Dan speaking.
Oh, what's up, dude?
Yes.
Sorry. I'm actually kind of multitasking right now. I was going to say I need to put my headphones in. But what's going on, bro?
Shmoop is having some headphone issues. Let's let him work that out. I'm just going to be open, Shmoop. Whenever you're ready, just chime back in. Speaking of Russell League.
Give me a minute.
Yeah, we also have another member of Russell League, Tyrone. Tyrone, you're back.
Yo, what up, Rep Dan? What up?
What up, Tyrone? Mad ups to Gaza Loop Crew.
Gaza Loop Crew for life, dog. Making that bread.
Swing on by my crib with one of them iPads, yo. I could, you know what I'm saying?
I got you, dog. You know I got you. We give you the USA federal government discount, though. You get 10% off.
I got a 40 on the back porch waiting for you. Just swing on by.
Shit.
We also have another member of the Gaza Loop crew. We have Shaquan, who's been with us for most of the show.
Hey, what's good, Rep Dan?
What's good, Holmes?
Shout out Rep Dan for legalizing meth for medical purposes in Rhode Island.
Those little children, they've been suffering long enough without their medications, you know?
For real.
Shout out Rep Dan. Shout out Gaza Loop
Crew. Shout out Russell Lee. Who is messing around with their phone?
I don't even know.
Hey, that's
very
Shadow DXS.
That makes really bad radio. I mean, it's bad radio.
Somebody got that magic jet.
Audio spaghetti, folks, but try to self-mute people, please.
Did I just hear somebody got that magic jack?
Yeah, somebody got that
Thank
magic
you.
Jack.
All right, we have another caller, Chris. Chris, you're on the line. What's up, Chris?
I just wanted to call in and
shit.
I wanted to say hi to everyone.
Oh, shit. Hey, this is my homie, though. I know this nigga. This that nigga retarded Chris from the block.
Retarded Chris.
This is retarded Chris. And I just wanted to say
Big up to Russell League. Big fan here.
See, Rep Dan, this is what I put up with on my show from on a nightly basis. I get fantastic.
No, retarded Chris from the block, though.
I get fantastic ratings. I get great guests, but it's just a rambling mess.
You've got my sympathies. In fact, you know, retarded Chris, he shows up usually more often than not, sleeping on my back porch. If he's not using the payphone down the street to ring me up at all hours of the morning, so you have my sympathies.
Maybe next show we could do some prank phone calls.
And we did pass that homeless bill of rights here in Rhode Island, so, you know, you don't have to be crashing out on my back porch anymore. We got a place for you.
Right on. Well, we have about 8 minutes left, and what I think...
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, hello? We've been able to hear you the whole time.
Yes, is Mr. Gordon still there on the line?
The representative is on the line, yes.
Mr. Gordon?
Russell League.
This is Jeeves. I'm calling on behalf of Dolan Gooby, Colonel Dolan Gooby, ex-governor of Alabama. He wants to know, why weren't you there for him when he was running for president?
Well, I was, in fact, attempting to run him over with my automobile while he was running away from me while running for president. So I was indeed on scene.
Now, why would you go and do something like that? You helped Obama get in the White House. Why would a man like you ever help someone like Obama?
It's all part of the plan.
And what plan is that?
I'm not supposed to talk about this, but it's Bilderberg Illuminati secrets. But our ways are mysterious. And,
yeah, I had to take a piss real quick.
Yo, nigga. I'm back, nigga.
Why has it always come down to the Jews? Why has it always come down to the Jews?
You're
just
you,
chosen
nigga.
People
what's
of
your...
God.
Well,
what's the problem with the Jews? I mean, there's red juice, there's purple juice. We call it drank out here, like grape drank, red drank, all
purple
that sort
drank.
Of stuff. That's right. You know, some people call it juice. I don't know why you would have a problem with that.
We were
that.
Talking about lean earlier. Lean and...
I'm not talking about squished up fruits. I'm talking about
my uncle says that
the Hebrews
Jews save their money a lot.
I love
Jews a lot more than save your money a lot.
I love retarded Chris. What's good, nigga? What's going on?
Retarded Chris from the block. What up, homies?
Yo, Vince, I just told Goofy about right now on Twitter that me, Dante Lyon, me, Danny, Zero, and guys, we coming to his house right now, y'all. We in this weird
yeah,
street
we,
right now. We waiting for
we about to head over in the escalade, though.
We
y'all already know, dog. We got the chopper,
nigga. We
fucked
up, nigga. You better let us in the club, nigga.
Russell we got
League.
Them choppers, dog. He in
the
chopper zone.
Official Russell League announcement right now. We officially took control of the Illuminati. So,
this is why people
yeah.
that don't go to college
confirmed.
Need
this
to be
confirmed.
Forced into the military.
Yeah,
right here, the governor has been exterminated.
Control of the Illuminati.
What's up?
Yeah,
your
that's about it.
We run the Illuminati. We run the Anunnaki. We come into Goofy Bone's house with the Escalade. We got the choppers, dog. Get at us, dog.
Nah, nigga. We actually about to get in the Porsche right now. We getting in the Porsche right now, nigga. We got pulled up, the time switcher's wife in the back and shit, nigga. And we gonna come there, nigga. We all drinking full ass, and we fucked up, nigga. You better let us in, nigga.
You better let us in, dog, because
we
got
we
that.
We fucked up,
choppers.
Nigga. We're the 40 ass, nigga.
All right, Stratagita, huh? My God, you two. You go crazy. Yeah, actually.
We're in the chopper zone.
Yo, fuck my dick, nigga.
Real talk,
jeez,
though, tomorrow
so
we're about to go
legit.
Down and blow up Ginger Brooks' house.
Brooks owe us about $200
million. Yeah, we
going to
do that, too.
Pay it off.
How you doing, Weston?
Oh,
that bitch, she owes about 42,040 ounce. At this point, it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah,
she
man, we just sitting here getting high. We're pretending to be high, man. Yeah, we're all so high. Yeah, man, yeah.
Vince,
what you talking shit about, little bitch boy, huh?
Hey, we ain't high.
Oh, we can all
be high. We don't want none of this chopper, dog. I got the chopper, dog.
All up in your mouth and all up in his anus.
We drunk as fuck, dog. Way out, the chopper, dog.
Is that LaQuisha?
Oh, the chopper? You mean like the men in black? They coming down to zap you, you motherfucking alien?
No, I'm talking about the motherfucking AK-47.
No,
the AK-47 bounce off the armor.
I got something to say real quick. Hold up. To Boston, whatever your fucking name is, Red
I'm
Sox
gonna
are
let,
gay, nigga.
Nobody care.
The Red Sox
no,
are
no,
gay as fuck, nigga.
Okay.
Is that all you got?
Okay, go ahead and finish.
Is that all
the Red
you
Sox
got?
Suck.
Yo,
if that's your argument
against me, you
are
one lame-ass bitch.
Tom Brady sucks.
Listen to me. Tom Brady is the best baseball player of all time. The best.
For real. Tom Brady in the Baseball Hall of Fame, though.
Fuck baseball.
He made the MLB Hall of Fame. Tom Brady made the MLB Hall of Fame.
You guys need to lay off the weed.
Tom Brady made the MLB Hall of Fame. You can't even argue.
This
nigga's trying to tell us we need to lay off the weed.
Oh, my God. Yeah, check this out, though. I think Goofy Villain might be here. Let's take a look, shall we? Hey, Goofy. Hey. I barely hear you. Say that again. Can you sound very low in the mix.
I'm sorry. I'm looking buzzing, but not. Them niggas are crazy. Tell them to shut the fuck up, man. The Milwaukee niggas were more black than these fucking fools right here. What the hell, Vince? What's going on, man? Are these guys really coming to my house with choppers and the Escalade? Because I'll sit outside and I'll wait for these motherfuckers all night.
I don't know. I really don't know. It's the internet. They say it's serious business,
the internet.
But yeah,
it's by default serious business, Vince.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you for the clarification, Hammurabi's.
No problem.
I'm going to wait outside then.
Hey, on the bright side, live with Amber the stripper. What's up, Amber?
I'm still here.
God bless you for your talents, Amber.
And her
talents? Stop in?
Huh?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Who is this? I'm so confused.
The one everyone's all riled out. Riled
Goofy
up
Bone.
That didn't help me. What's your name?
My name is Goofy Bone, Amber.
Oh, this is Goofy Bones?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm kind of like Dr. Phil, but I'm not bald. I'm fat.
Oh. You sound like you're fat.
That I am, baby.
Goofy Bone, in the his out. He's been known to give ladies a bone. Any hoots. We're about going to overtime here. Thank you, all the live listeners.
Are we done? You wanted me to call in for that?
No. We're going to go overtime. We got tons of people on the line. Final thoughts, we'll get to that. Actually, final thoughts are going to be into overtime. Sorry, that's not going to be on live. You'll have to tune into the podcast for final thoughts. We'll do that up in overtime. But I want to thank the live listeners. We'll do this again very soon. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceOfTheBay. Oh, we lost Amber. Oh, at the very last second. That sucks. But
I'm still here for you,
Bones.
It's all good. We got a ton of people on the line. We got Rep Dan And big ups to everybody for calling in. We're gonna continue now. We're into the overtime period. And Rep Dan, what are your thoughts now about the overall state of the internet going into 2013?
Overall state of the internet. That's an interesting question. There's an amendment package coming before Congress next Thursday that has to do with some internet laws that were passed in 1986 when the internet was still somewhat archaic, and it has to do with DNS and URLs and things of that nature. In essence, it has to do with the way the structure was back in the day. In the way the laws are written, it's now technically illegal to access a website without express consent. So it's going to be interesting. As a matter of fact, we placed some phone calls today to a couple of senators in Ohio, Senator Leahy, who is one of the prime sponsors on the package of this bill. And we, of course, did not get any sort of response that was acceptable. But the fact of the matter is that in this amendment package, it's going to give. I'm getting some wicked feedback, so forgive me. Forgive me stammering a bit.
No, actually, you know what? I think that was Hammurabi. Sorry, Hammurabi. I'm going to mute you for a second, but I'll bring you back in a minute.
And I'll wrap this up quickly. It's in essence going to give the federal government, a number of different agencies at the federal level, the ability to snoop through your electronic files, everything from email to your Google Docs or anything of that nature, any sort of digital file that you may have online, without a warrant. And we know historically how that sort of thing goes. Once the leash, if you will, is taken off the attack dog, the thing roams and bites at will. So this is very important that we pay attention to this. I haven't seen a whole lot of awareness about this on the Twitter sphere, like we've seen in the past with SOPA, PIPA, and things of that nature. But it would behoove everyone to take a look at that online, Google it, look it up, and pester your federal representatives now. Because it's much easier to stop a law from being enacted than to try to repeal one once it already has been.
Right on. Let's bring back some of our panelists. Spyco, what do you think of all this mess?
I haven't been listening at all.
Oh, excellent. You're always on point, Spyco. Thanks a lot.
Well, that's what I heard was baseball shit, and I just tuned out. You know, fucking.
You're not into sports?
We were talking.
Well,
I like football.
I don't even remember talking about baseball.
I like football.
We were talking about the Illuminati, dude.
Illuminati is in fucking Red Sox, and it's embarrassing.
Okay, I didn't get that. Anyways, Shmoop is here. Shmoop, what are your thoughts?
Hey, what's up, Lulu? Yo, Vince, all that things, if Vince doesn't think we're serious, I mean, if Goofy don't think we're serious, we serious, nigga. We're outside your house, nigga. Me, Tyrone, Chiquita, Bonita, and Geist. We coming for you, nigga.
Chiquita
nigga. We fucked up, nigga. Let us in the club.
Tyrone, can you confirm this as well?
Yo, what up? What's going on now? Hold up. What happened?
Yo, nigga, we about to get in the Porsche right now. We stocking about 40 ounces and shit. Yo, we about to get in the Porsche and we about to go to Goofy Bone's house.
Yeah, you already know I got the chopper ready.
Yeah, nigga.
Yo, I got the chopper ready. And
you got the chopper ready, nigga.
We got about four Derringers to keep in our socks. And then homeboy got the Mac 10. So yeah, we scrape, we ready to ride, dog.
And also, Shaquan, your thoughts?
Hey, I just want to say, I seen Goofy Bone. He's a pedo, dog. Goofy Bone's a pedophile.
Oh, no.
Oh,
he's a closet brony, too. He's a he's the leader of the Cholo Brony Nation. If you don't
hold up, Goofy Bone. I got a deal for Goofy Bone. If he just come and mow my grass, we'll let all this slide. Just let Goofy Bone come mow my grass, trim my hedges.
Yeah, and you gotta give us 2 40 ounces each, nigga. Every day you don't mow his grass, you owe 2 40 ounces.
Yeah, dog, you just
make
come mow my grass,
dog.
You owe us 10,040 ounces for every 5 hours you don't pay up.
You gotta mow his grass, nigga, or we coming for you, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
Watch out for the Cholo Brony Nation. They're vicious.
Nah, nigga, we ain't scared. You don't understand. We the Russell League, nigga. We fucked up, nigga.
Unicorn lawnmowers.
We fucked up. Let us in the club. Already know.
Club. Hey, Boston Randy, you're back. What are your thoughts?
Red Sox is gay, nigga. Gay as fuck, nigga.
Red Sox.
Hey, why don't you mute those intellectual assholes?
See, all right, hang on.
Let somebody else get a word in edgewise here.
Here we go. This is what we're gonna do. We're just gonna do an extended version of Final Thoughts. I'm gonna start with Boston Randy, and. Go ahead, Boston Randy. You have the floor. What are your feelings?
I'll just make it short and sweet. You know, I appreciate everybody's opinions, but there's a lot of bullshit being thrown around. Those guys couldn't even handle a water pistol. They would talk about 40s. Well, come to me. The only 40 I know is an M40. If you don't know what an M40 is, Google it, and it's spelled G-O-O-G-L-E. You want to run up on Goofy? I have no idea who Goofy is, but you want to gang up on him? Well, you're going to have to go through me. Thanks, Vince.
All right, right on. Boston Randy, that's what's up. Okay, let's go now to Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi's Code, your thoughts.
So I was listening to Boston Randy, and I was thinking, he's a total faggot. And here's why. First and foremost, you got super uppity about Goofy Bone there. And that's humorous to me for several reasons. First of which is that, here's the funny thing. You're Boston Randy. You're not San Diego Randy. You're not San Francisco Randy. And you're damn sure not San Jose Randy. So, me, being a few states away, I can get to Goofy Bone whenever I want. If I was really so inclined. So your gay-ass thought about having to go through you, I completely mitigate you as a concern by just simply driving the shortest route to Goofy Bone. You're a faggot and a fail troll, but thanks for calling in. That's all I got, Vince.
Very well, then. So be it. Thank you, Hammurabi's Code. I appreciate your words. Now, moving on, we have Shaquan. Shaquan, final thoughts. Extended final thoughts.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
First off, this nigga Boston Randy, he is straight up bitch-made nigga. He full of shit, talking straight up out of his ass. Russell Lee got to go through him. We go straight through him. And with Goofy Bone, we coming for you, nigga. That's about it, Vince.
I appreciate it, Shaquan. You are welcome back anytime. All callers are welcome back. I don't think I've really banned anybody from calling into the show. You know, I'm pretty tolerant. So I really appreciate all the callers. Let's see. Spyco, are you there?
Hey, what's up? Hello?
Yeah, Spyco, why are you saying in the chat room that you'll be the first banned? What do you think?
Because I'm banned from everywhere. Fucking ask ReaperSec, ask EFNet, fucking everywhere, man.
Have you gotten banned from Wrestle League yet?
Actually, yes, and then unbanned, and then banned, and unbanned. It's an ongoing process.
Fuck, dude. That's a sad state of affairs.
I know, man. Fucking getting banned from Wrestle League and shit. What's up, Wrestle League? What's up, Dan? And what's up, Crib Keep?
So, Spyco, tell us your extended parting thoughts here. What are your feelings?
I have no extended thoughts ever.
I believe that. Shmoop. You are on. We're doing extended final thoughts here. Please indulge us. What's on your mind, Shmoop?
Yeah, nigga. All I gotta say is that the Boston Red Sox is gay as fuck, and that nigga Boston Randy, we gonna go right through you, nigga. The Russell Reed, nigga. We claim that shit all day, nigga. Mob Deep, nigga. You like this saying, nigga? Well, you a double nigga, nigga. Well, you all don't know it. Is that we actually all niggas in Russell League, nigga. You gotta be a nigga to be in Russell League, nigga. Okay, nigga? And another thing is that, yo, Goofy, we gonna go to this nigga in Boston, because, you know, Boston is gay as fuck, nigga. And here's the thing about Boston, actually. Boston is actually ran by a pimp. And this pimp got caught recently, named Jason Scott Fullenweider. His name is Jason Scott Fullenweider. He's related to Jennifer Rose Emick. And he was actually the biggest pimp in Boston until he got caught by the FBI. And all I gotta say is that we gonna go through this nigga, and then we coming for you, nigga, and Goofy Bone. For every day, you don't mow Tyrone's lawn, yours, 240 ounce, nigga. And my lawn, too, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Shout out to Vince, Russell League, and all the niggas listening. Shit, I'm out.
Surprise, nigga!
Okie doke. Thanks, Shmoop. Thanks for coming out. Always appreciate it. And XU out. Your final thoughts. Take the floor. What's up?
Well, I mean, it kind of got pretty lame pretty quick. I mean, kind of get all old. Back and forth. But, yeah, someone, you know, wants to take somebody on, then suffer the consequences for your actions or your words. Take responsibility in the end. And just wanted to say hi to Rep Dan. You're doing a great job. And I actually had some people thinking that we sound very much alike. And they were saying, you're Rep Dan. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm talking to you right now. But I couldn't get a word in edgewise earlier. But, yeah, hey, you know, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and all. And I wish you the best. And you're doing a great job. And basically everybody else, you know, hey, I hope you all have a great day and spend some time with your families and, you know, just enjoy. Take it for what you want. But, yeah, just peace for everybody. And great show, Vince, once again, always. And that's all I really have to say. Everybody have a good night and happy Thanksgiving.
Sweet. Thanks, bro. That's XU out. And moving along, we have Tyrone. Tyrone, your parting thoughts. The floor is yours, sir.
Yo, what up? I just want to give a shout-out to the Russell League. I want to give a shout-out to @ on Twitter, MeepKittyFuck. Spelled just like it sounds. @ on Twitter. Shit, I'm so drunk. I can't remember all these goddamn Twitter names. Nigga, just follow the Russell League. Pound Russell League. You follow that hashtag, you get in with the click. You know what I'm saying? Shmoop. Fucking. This nigga in the tiny chat talking about, let me get a shout out. So, Flip Top Head FTH on Twitter at FlipTopHead FTH on Twitter. Follow
somebody's
them.
Gonna, you know what, somebody's going to have to put post that in the chat.
Yeah.
Find
anyway, it's my final thoughts. Anyway, as far as it goes, just Goofy Bone, come mow my goddamn yard. Just mow my yard, and we ain't going to fuck with you. If you don't mow my yard, if you don't trim my hedges like a good little Mexican, then we going to come at you, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say, dog. Chopper zone.
Excellent. Appreciate the call, as always, Tyrone. And Tyrone, I have to also point out, Tyrone participated tonight extremely intoxicated. So he enabled to reach the end of the show is a milestone in and of itself. I really appreciate that. Let's see, we have Chris. Chris, your final thoughts here. Chris, are you self muted?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I have you muted.
I actually, final thoughts. The first one being, I'm just really, I kind of want to be a part of the Russell League, but I kind of feel out of it because I'm not black. And, my uncle, he was like, Chris, you're white, you're not black. Because I looked at him today, and I was like, Uncle, I want a 40-ounce. And he was like, Chris, only Tigaboos drink them. I don't know what a Tigaboo is. But I want to say, big ops, Vince. You're a good dude. I love the Russell League.
Yeah, continue. Hello? Is that it? Chris, are you there?
Oh, and one more thing. I have a website that I'm going to be putting up with all my prank phone calls. www.retardedchris.com. And that's it.
That's buttretardedchris.com?
Yeah, that's correct.
Buttretardedchris.com. There you go, folks. There you have it. Wow. Excellent. Yeah, everybody's certainly welcome to promote, plug anything you have. If you have a book, you have a show, you have a business, you name it. If you want to plug something, give a big ups to somebody. Again, whole side note, I do not use the term shout out. I prefer big ups. I feel shout out has totally jumped the shark. I see 90-year-old people getting shout outs. That's not right. So we give big ups here. If you want to give a big ups to somebody, you're totally welcome to do that. And speaking of big ups, I give big ups to all the people that hung out to the end here. Shaquan, Hammurabi's Code, Spyco, Shmoop, XUOut, Tyrone, Boston Randy, Chris, and Rep Dan, you have the floor now. What are your final thoughts as we wrap up the show here?
Well, final thoughts are somewhat drawing a blank, but I think that this has been incredibly entertaining. Big ups to Russell League, all my e-friends out there, my Twitter fam, to you, Vince in the Bay, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I think that in consideration of all the nonsense, I mean, the legit nonsense and the bad things that are happening globally, that we can all reach down deep inside and find something to be thankful for and perhaps, pass along good wishes or goodwill to our neighbors, friends, and family. Thank you.
Wow, thank you. I really appreciate the call, Dan, and you are certainly welcome to call back anytime. I've been really caught off guard by some pretty amazing and random people the last couple months and of recently. It's always an experience. It's always a discovery. So yeah, thank you. The people who seriously, Rep Dan, you got muted. I didn't mute you on purpose. Let me cancel that mute. There you go. Rep Dan, if you want to, spam in the, see, here's the thing. Here's the thing about the chat room of BTR. If you say the same thing four times, the exact same thing four times, it's sort of like their automatic spam kick-in filter. So if you LOL like four times in a row, you'll get muted automatically. And then sometimes it'll just mute you randomly anyways. It's weird. So that's another thing. I do mute people on occasion though, on purpose. They're, when people sort of abuse the chat room, I will certainly put them on timeout. I can also do this function where I can turn on the moderation mode and turn it basically shut down the chat room, and be forced to. People can still chat, but it won't show up. It's forced to be approved by me. Like Vert just sent me a message that says plus M on IRC, and no one saw it but me. But now I'm going to approve the message, and boom, everybody can see it. So it's a great technique. It's kind of like it's just another weapon at my disposal on the show. And, you know, I apologize for people who get stuck in the green room and get butthurt about that. It's nothing personal. It happens to everybody. If you have a show and I call in and you put me in the green room, I don't blame you. It's kind of a trip. And what I love is when we're on the air and we've been on the air for a while and I've just been silent, or I went to pee or whatever, I was having cyber sex in the green room, people automatically just start thinking, oh, hey, we're in the green room. We must be in the green room. It's so much fun. And I would certainly encourage people to listen back to the show, especially if you call in, to see if you really were in the green room or not. But whatever, it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm going to sign the fuck off here and take a little fap nap and get my turkey day started. Gobble, gobble, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll do it again real soon. Peace out.
about Winchester Cathedral. You're bringing me down. You stood and you watched as my baby left town.
Yeah. Motherfuck yeah. So, I always get to want to play music on the show, and everybody seems to just want to talk and talk and talk over each other and talk and talk. And I usually put out a tweet before the show. I didn't do it tonight. For musical requests and topics. And I regret not putting out that blast. Try to get on that. It's tough being a one-man show. But what are you going to do? And so I'm going to peace out here to one more song. By the way, I played a song by Gogol Bordello earlier. Think globally. How'd it go? Think locally, fuck globally. It's a good one. So I think what I'm going to do is... God, it's such a great selection. I have so many songs.
Rubber Baby Buggy Bumpers.
Sound effects from Tongue twisters.
Can you imagine an imaginary menagerie manager imagining managing an imaginary menagerie?
John Wayne.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
That was awesome how I had Ravi Shankar on the show just for Ass Hurt MacFags. Ass Hurt MacFags did not call in. She must have had some IRL crap going on. I guess it's technically Thanksgiving Day. People are going to be stuffed to the gills. At some point, I hope everybody's well fed, stays warm, takes a nap, enjoys themselves, watch some football. It's going to be football like all fucking day. Spyco, are you still there?
Hey, what's up? Football, yeah, man. Finally, some football talk.
What are the three games tomorrow?
Oh, shit.
Hang on a second. I got to do it properly. It's time for an NFL news break. We're going to go to our NFL correspondent, here we go. That's right, everybody. It's time for NFL news with Spyco. Go ahead, Spyco. What's going on with the NFL tomorrow? What are the matches?
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Who is it? Let's see. Fucking Texans versus Lions, Redskins, and Cowboys. That's a double Texas fucking Texas games going on. That's crazy. And I'm from Texas, so fuck off everybody else. Fucking Jets and the Patriots. Who else is playing? I think that's it.
Wait, that was... There's three games. It's Jets and
Jets
Patriots.
And Patriots, Texans and Lions, Cowboys and Redskins.
Oh, Cowboys and Redskins. Cowboys and Indians on... Oh, that's great. That's perfect for Thanksgiving. Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's fucking perfect, dude. You know what? That's some Illuminati shit. They did that on purpose.
Absolutely.
And what's the other? Texans versus the...
The Lions? Detroit Lions?
Yeah, Detroit. Texans?
Patriots,
Texas? Of all the states, Texas is probably thriving the most. Michigan and Detroit. Detroit especially. Like, seriously. Detroit is probably reeling the most. And then Jets in the past, you got the New England matchup, the New England rivalry.
Yeah. Texans have been braving everybody.
So what are your plans? Smoking copious amounts of dope and watching all the games?
Absolutely.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Order chicken wings or something?
Oh, hell no. You got a turkey and all that shit going on.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, we're doing it up big. You can't fuck around with Thanksgiving and two Texas teams, especially when there's fucking Indians and Cowboys and fucking, you know, Detroit, which is poverty stricken, and Texans, which is raping everybody. That's just a equal matchup, isn't it?
I think it's great. I think it's brilliant. Texas lucked out. They got two teams in there.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
And then you have the former fucking Super Bowl Patriots and the Jets. New York, man. New York got raped pretty big by that hurricane.
Yeah, you know, I understand that the coast of New Jersey and Staten Island and some parts of New York City, some parts of the coast of New Jersey were damaged, but I don't know. I don't know how much of the hype I should believe.
Yeah. Well, I'm from the South, so we get hurricanes all the time. It's just like, you know, whatever.
It ain't the thing. I know. Dude, yeah. I was in Fort Lauderdale the day after Katrina went through Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And I saw... It was insane. It was just the city was still there. Everything was in obviously designed to weather that. But what was surreal was that this hurricane was so fucking strong that it literally like upended so much sand into the streets of Fort Lauderdale that it was like it was as if, you know, it snowed sand in Fort Lauderdale. Like there was literally like snow flowers plowing snow plowing sand.
Yeah. We have that with Galveston Island. Galveston Island during it may have been Katrina, it may have been Rita or Ike, I don't know. We have so many fucking hurricanes. It's ridiculous. Check out that link in the chat. See this one fucking house, dude? It's ridiculous.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was Galveston Island, Bolivar Peninsula. That one house was built hurricane-proof, and they built it that year.
The one in the middle, the blue?
The only house existing, yeah.
That's so crazy. It's that's surreal.
The paint didn't even fucking get scratched.
Yeah,
all the other ones.
It's totally
up.
Intact. It is completely intact. That's
Hell
a great,
yeah.
You know what? That's a great commercial for whoever built that fucking house.
I know, dude.
That
it
motherfucker.
Wouldn't let anybody
worth, you know how much that picture alone is worth for the people that designed that house?
I know it.
Even
the fucking highways down, like over to the bridge part.
Much, they probably charged that person, you know, I don't know. I'm just going to throw out a number. Let's say they've charged them $1 million. They're like, hey, stop the end technology. We have a very low customer base. You know, this is whatever. Because everything starts out really high anyway. So they probably paid, $1 million.
Plus it's beachfront property.
Yeah, exactly. And then probably more than that. Who knows? God knows.
Yeah.
But,
and Galveston gets hit really big every year.
But whoever fucking did that, imagine they're gonna get a contract for that whole fucking peninsula right there.
Right.
All those rows of streets. They're gonna have a gold mine. Whoever fucking built that shit is fucking sitting on a gold mine. And that's the cottage industry right there, I'm sure, is these weatherproof houses that are built in areas along the coastline, all over the south.
Yeah.
Coast.
See, that's what it kind of looked like before, everywhere. You know. And it got fucked up.
If anybody's listening to this in the archive, what we're talking about is I always tweet out the the chat log from the show.
Yeah.
And so if you're listening to the show, find my tweet for the show and the corresponding chat log, and at the very least you can find this hurricane damage pictures that we're talking about.
Yeah, so if you're in the north and you're complaining about Sandy, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's...
I'm from the south,
you know,
and this happens every year.
That did happen to some people in New Jersey, like the coast of New Jersey, kind of shit happened.
Yeah.
And not, I don't know to that degree. I never saw any photos like that.
Yeah,
but
I saw them on the TV fucking complaining, FEMA ain't here, all that shit. Look at these fucking photos. You know, like I've been through it, you know, we were like, all right, we'll wait for FEMA. It's cool. We got our MRE packs and our fucking, they ship down ice. I don't know why they ship down ice. I guess it's so hot.
Yeah. FEMA fucking Illuminati tools.
Yeah. They gave us our fucking eggs and fucking what other MREs? They had some disgusting MREs, dude. And they would mark your tire with some chalk. So every truck got, you know, one MRE. Have you ever been through a hurricane? Like, actually went through one?
No. Actually, that story I just told you about the aftermath, the day after Katrina. Like, I can't believe I scheduled my flight and it just happened to be the day after the fucking biggest hurricane of all time.
Yeah.
Barreled through Florida on its way to destroying New Orleans. And it definitely had some damage, like I said, and I could go into more detail, but that's the closest I've gotten to one. And, you know, I've seen the, what it could potentially do with its strength.
Yeah, you came down the day after, and President Bush, he just said, fuck black people.
Yeah, of course. I was on the ground running.
Vincent McVay was reporting live the day after, and the president, he didn't even send anybody down. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. I was on the scene immediately, like, you know, faster than Timcast.
Absolutely. quality shit right there, Vince.
Faster than Amber Lyon.
Who the fuck is Amber Lyon?
Exactly. So, so Spyko.
So,
What do you think of the Illuminati?
The Illuminati?
Or the New World Order?
It's whatever. If it happens, it happens. We fucking got bigger things to deal with here.
Do you think that there's a New World Order that's coming into being, or do you think it's already here?
I have no idea. I know there's all kinds of secret societies and whatnot. I mean, our town was built by the Masons.
Uh-huh.
It is. It says, welcome to my town is actually Deer Park. Welcome to Deer Park. Right below Houston. And then it has all the you know, people who support the town. One of them is the Masons, so that's cool. And then it goes straight to the Shell crude oil right off the ship channel.
And they probably have the, whatchamacallit? Not church, but what are they calling?
The Masons halls?
Oh, the Masonic temples.
Yeah.
They have a huge one in San Francisco. It's huge.
Yeah.
San Francisco is like the epicenter for the Illuminati. Like, they have Bohemian Grove here. You know,
yeah.
I'm talking major motherfucker.
Bohemian Grove's crazy. You seen that documentary?
There's some fuck the documentary, dude. Beyond that, Bohemian Grove is kind of old news, but the idea that there's a power elite in the Bay Area that congregates from time to time does hold weight. And you know, in the Bay Area, you have some of the fattest venture capital firms on the planet. These are the people that funded basically the Facebooks, the Googles, the Apples, the Suns, the Oracles. There's no coincidence that they're all in the Silicon Valley, that they're all right here. It's because that's where the money was.
Yes. All major points of money has all the secret societies, just like the Port of Houston, you know, that's why Shell, all the Enron was here, you know, fucking everything in Houston, so every major point. Fucking Washington was built off of fucking the Masons. There's fucking Masonic symbols everywhere. And this is where Texas got its independence from. So, yeah. I don't know. There's a bunch of crazy shit going on. But whenever you got all these fucking hurricanes and tornadoes going on, it's like, whatever.
Yeah, it's always tragic. They always have to tug at your heartstrings by, you know, reporting on the most devastation.
Yeah.
When you know that the average person's fine. It's just like, you know, there's some people that unfortunately are in the path, and it fucking sucks for them, but it's always a minority. You know,
we give them all the fucking media, shitty places to live.
But the media will amplify it and dramatize it and make it sexy or whatever. To the point where it feels like an epidemic or something, you know? When it's just
absolutely.
Like an isolated case, you know, things, you know?
Yeah. They'll only put the camera on the one fucked up building, and right next to it, all the buildings are fucking fine. But there's that one building, they'll zoom right in on it and tell you this is what's going on.
That actually reminded me of something. During all this Hamas, Israel shit, some of the early reporting from CNN, they had some footage where they showed this big gentleman, Palestinian gentleman. He was wearing, I believe, a tan jacket, big guy, and he allegedly got hit by a mortar or by debris or by a rocket or I don't know. He got fucked up. he was out for the count. So, you know, they show him, but it was really quick that his buddies like picked him up and started rushing him off the scene.
Oh yeah, and he started screaming and shit.
Really, you couldn't really see his wounds or anything, or if he would, you know, if he was even bloodied at all. Like, you just, they just picked him up and ran away, and I was just like, okay, whatever. And then no more than like 20 or 30 seconds later, the same dude shows up in another clip, you know, just like, you know, protesting again, or, you know,
yeah,
right
like
there.
Yeah, like they're mixing around the video footage.
Yeah. Yeah, they stage these things in front of the camera to make it seem more dramatic.
Yeah, like they were taking down that fucking, who was it, Saddam Hussein, that statue?
Yeah.
And at first they staged it so the citizens were beating it down, and then the fucking American troops came in with a tank and ripped that bitch down. That was all staged.
Yeah, I don't know if it was staged necessarily, but...
they went back and they got reviews with the guy that started it. I don't know if you remember that shit.
No, I didn't really pay attention. I was kind of... That was, to me, an extremely bittersweet victory. I knew it was a bad idea from the beginning. I didn't think it was I didn't think it was a smart idea to do that. And it was paid for mostly off the books, which means it was paid for by what? It was added to the debt is what it was. And so basically, you know, George Bush did with the military what, you know, any of the Democrat, like, you know, like Obama did with Obamacare or whatever. You know, they just have their, it's a tug of war between the welfare state and the warfare state at this point. And the warfare state tends to win because... They're the fucking warfare state, dude. They have the fucking guns. Jesus Christ. But most of them, thankfully, are level-headed. The thing that sucks is you get these squeaky wheels that make all this noise, and a silent majority just kind of like ignores them or whatever. But these people get the light shined on them by, you know, the media or whatever, because they want to show the most extreme examples so they can sex it up, you know, sell more prints or whatever, or they're not even printing shit anymore. Dude, you look at newspapers are fucking pamphlets now. You know, it's all online, it's all, you know, tweeted. It's not even like. And it's gotten to the point where with Twitter, the journalists are such ego fags that they have their personal Twitter account, and then they have access to, like, the ABC News account, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, they'll get a big story to break, and they'll tweet it first through their personal account because they want to have, you know, prove that they have the scoop. And then, like, 10 minutes later, the ABC News tweet comes out, and it's like, fuck, you asshole.
And then on top of that, they have the White House telling them which stories they can and can't promote, you know what I mean?
So, well, like, I don't know about evidence about that, but I wouldn't be surprised if that has happened, you know.
The only people that don't really get a persuasion by the White House is the RT. You know, RT News.
Oh, no. RT News is in on it, too. Are you kidding me?
Are they?
Yeah, well, they're run by the Russians. They're run by the Russians, but they still have say. There's this video. Fuck, we're running out of time. We got like 5 minutes, but there's this video where what's his name? Luke from We Are Change and this chick from RT. They try to sabotage Rand Paul inside the Senate building, and this chick, I forgot her name. She replaced, I want to say Abby Martin or something like that. I'm pretty sure it's Abby Martin. She's got a show on RT now, and she tried to question him, and Luke taped it. And after that happened, she got contacted by her, you know, the upper brass at RT, yeah, and was told to go into a meeting, and she went into a meeting with the heads of MSNBC News, Fox News, CNN.
What a shitty meeting.
Headline News, you know, the Washington Post, the Washington Post, New York Times, you know, the list goes on. All these bigwigs. Yeah. You know, well, not necessarily like the heads of the, but somebody representing that
fucking heads,
entity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Closed doors meeting with Abby Martin and just started grilling her on like, what are you up to? What's your agenda? What the fuck's going on? And, you know, they quizzed her and she just kind of like stood up to them. And now she's got a show on RT. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I think RT here is here for a reason. It's because our country is bankrupt, and we have no business dictating to anybody, that any foreign entity that comes into here. That's why you see a lot of our infrastructure being sold out to companies, you know, from, say, I don't know, Spain, and there's Russian
entities. South America and Asia, pretty much.
Yeah. Asia, you know, Japan buys a lot of our debt. China obviously buys a lot of our debt.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously we have a tight trading pact with China. And there's a lot of leverage that's to be had on anything on the federal level. So,
yeah. Did you hear about that drone? It went down like 1 or 2 years ago, that drone that went down in Pakistan or whatever. And they sold that shit to China to reverse engineer it. Fucking drones, man. They're going to be the death of us.
Yeah, the drones are everywhere now. The drones are being used in this. I think, honestly,
we have a drone base here in Houston, right by NASA.
I believe it. Austin police are using drones. Seattle police, I think, or Portland police are using drones. There's a bunch of metropolitan areas that are introducing drone, not armed drones, but surveillance drones.
It's going to be crazy when they get micro.
Yeah, and that's
then
the thing. Or how about like nanotechnology? Like they just...
Spider bots and shit.
Yeah, they just have... Or they just have like a fucking thing that they can just, you know, the size of like, I don't know, a fucking piece of lint that they can just stick on you.
Yeah.
Surveil you.
Probably put some little you know, wings on a bunch of nanobots. Let them fly through the air. See what it sticks to. You know what I mean? Like, they're getting really fucking small. And I know Alex Jones is crazy, but he does have a lot of documents that are true, which is scary. But he, you know, a lot of his shit is found to be disinformation as well. That's basically what Twitter's doing. A whole bunch of disinformation and information and fucking conspiracies and shit. It's crazy. It's a big clusterfuck on Twitter.
No doubt.
Speaking
of Twitter, you tweeted out, or you retweeted, apparently, Viz for Shore, for show, retweeting Russell League, saying, this is from Russell League, on Black Friday, we encourage everyone to go out and buy nothing but 40-ouncers.
Yep.
That's the message from Russell League for Black
Friday.
Buckle
up tomorrow and the next day, because there's just going to be alcohol everywhere. There's just going to be a bunch of drunk fucking Russell Leagues rustling everybody in their vehicles. So stay safe, everybody.
Absolutely.
Tyrone will 100% run off if he hits you in his vehicle. 100%. He will run the fuck off.
That's guaranteed. Well, this is the end of the program. The show is going to shut down in a second. But I want to thank you, Spyco, for kicking it with me here. It's been a pleasure. It's nice to have, like, lately the show has been just overwhelmed with callers. Yeah, and there's nothing I can do about it other than be a dick and just mute everybody and just talk to one person at a time for 10 or 15 minutes and then hang up on them, you know. Or, you know, it's tough. So sometimes I get lazy and I just let everybody just talk over each other.
Yeah,
you know, it becomes audio spaghetti and fuck it, who cares? It's just internet radio.
At least
a little bit of
normal conversation came out of it at the end right here.
Yeah, yeah. It's refreshing to just do talk radio. Like, essentially what we just did there for a little while was talk radio. And it's too bad that I have to squeeze so many calls in that I can't just have that little micro versions of that throughout the show.
At 3 in the morning in Central Time, Texas.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, dude, I'm peace outing. Do you want to pimp your Twitter or anything real quick?
At Spyco with the zero, SPYC0.
SPYC0 on Twitter.
And Vince in the Bay, watch this shit or get DOSed, bitch.
All right. Will do. Thanks, bro. Thanks for coming out. Thanks to everybody for coming out. Until next time, I'm Vincent LeBay. Peace out, yo.